Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to the Help Hotline. This is the chance that Jordan and I have to really get our teeth round a meaty problem that one of the GN Divas has for us. They phone up, we answer it. We answer it, we pick it apart, we perform an oral autopsy on this sort of problem. So let's waste no further time. Let's see who we've got today. What's your name and where'd you come from?
My name is Joe and I am from the wonderful Cambridgeshire.
From Cambridgeshire. Oh. Bit sophisticated. But although that said, you know, Cambridge is quite nice. Cambridgeshire, there can be a bit of dodgy areas. Which bit of Cambridgeshire?
Well, this is how I will always introduce it because I'm actually from Peterborough.
Never mind.
Are you a posh fan?
I am up the mighty posh. I am definitely a posh fan.
What is posh? Am I posh?
Posh is it's the nickname for Peterborough United, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. Huh. It's good that you support your local team. Good on you.
Joe, do you enjoy gin and de bonnet?
I love a gin and de bonnet. Although,
yes!
Only since I started listening to the podcast, I have a horrific experience with gin from my uni days. Watching the Eurovision Song Contest and then waking up passed out 4 hours later underneath a Christmas tree, which was still up in May.
Okay, so hang on, I'm a bit confused. You like football, but yet you like Eurovision.
I am such a contradiction.
Joe, what is your question?
Well, I have a close friend. He's an old mate from uni. And last year, I went down south to visit for a weekend. He was working in the morning. So after his shift, we went on a bit of a pub crawl. And as both of us were single, I had a generic lineup of dating apps and swipes at my disposal. So I thought it'd be quite a nice idea to see if we could try and set up a double Tinder date. And surprisingly, it was pretty successful. I matched with a girl. She seemed game for a laugh. And she had a mate who she could bring along. So my friend agreed to it. And we went out for burgers and told the girls to meet us at a cocktail bar down the road. Bizarrely,
you met McDonald's.
pretty much it was a slightly classier affair than Mackie D's, but to be honest, it was pretty much an overpriced Big Mac. Let's be honest. We were getting on stupidly well with our respective matches, and when I go downstairs to the bar with my match, ask her what her mate thinks about my mate. That's when she proceeds to tell me that her friend actually has a boyfriend. It turns out that he has now matched with this girl on another dating app and is on their third date.
So does your friend know that that first date, that double date, does he know that that was really on her behalf an illegal date?
He knows that she had a boyfriend when they went on their first technical date.
But she doesn't anymore.
She doesn't anymore, so it's legit right now. But if this pairing is successful, me and her best mate both know that their first legitimate date was illegitimate. Is that okay?
What do you think, William?
Well, look, if they're both consenting adults, if they, you know, she doesn't have a boyfriend anymore. We can't rewrite history. If I were her, I wouldn't have gone on that first date because that's unfair on her now ex-boyfriend. Your friend Joe didn't know that, so that was a bit, you know, the blame can't be laid at his door.
By the way, this is the most 2019 question we've ever had, a double date from Tinder. I love the fact that you got them to come and meet you that day at the bar instead of going up to people and being like, hey, do you want to come and sit with my mate?
Nobody goes up to people in bars anymore.
That's true. Nobody does. But do you feel a bit uncomfortable about it? Be honest, Joe.
It's like that Friends sketch where it's like, I don't know that they know that they know that we know. And I feel a little bit guilty about that.
I don't think it's that much of an issue. Just try and not hold it against her. That's my advice. Because I think deep down, in the back of your mind, you'll always be like, you went on a date with him when we seen someone else. I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask both of you this. Joe, do you think it's all right to date someone who you know's got a partner?
I personally don't think it's okay.
I agree. And he didn't know at the time, did he?
He didn't know. And that's where it's kind of on a line where it could go either way. It depends where your morals lie, I think.
I would say you advise your friend to proceed with caution.
I would say it's not that big of a deal. Stuff happens. It's, you know, people leave other people all the time. Just try and not hold it against the girl.
Thank you very much to you both for your fantastic advice.
And good luck for the rest of the season with Peterborough.
Thank you very much. Up the clarets as well.
Hey!
Up the posh.
Up the clarets.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.